Archie Andrews to Sippy the Clown.
Captain Canuck to Howard the Duck.
We got your comics. We got your comics. Right here.
Here.
Zoom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Welcome to Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. This episode, I am joined by
Trenchcoat Mafia, and this is not Doom. This is Podcast X West.
Fuck you, motherfucker. No. Okay, Doom was... I did not have my show first. I'm trying to think. In 2006.
No.
I even predated
Sims Quarterbend.
Okay, wait, you didn't... I gotta look back on your shit. 2006, did you start your podcast in 2006?
March 21st.
Well, I started my show before I knew you, so, you know, Doom was never another ancillary podcast of Podcast X, okay?
Isn't every podcast an ancillary podcast of Podcast X?
Does that include Ricky Gervais and Keith and the Girl? They all spin off of your show?
No, I guess not.
So, anyway, how are you doing, man?
Overall, pretty well. But as you can tell, and I apologize to the people listening, I can't really talk so good. Hopefully you can understand me.
You're understandable. You sound like your voice is a hoarse. But, you were sick for a while. And
yeah,
that's fine.
I was in a coma for a couple months. That'll do it.
I guess you had no choice. You couldn't do your podcast during that time. So... welcome back, man. I'm glad you're recovering. But I'm also glad to find out that you started going to church and you're a Christian. Of course, you posted that on. It says Trenchcoat Mafia on Podcast X forums.
Posed as me.
It was motherfucking is Auntie's fire. But anyway,
I don't think it was Auntie's. The only person who would have reason to do that would be, like, one of the comic book haters.
They're not thinking about you, man. You think this, your rivalry with them goes deeper than it really does. And for all y'all who don't know what we're talking about, yeah, somebody posted as Trenchcoat Mafia on his own site on the comment section saying that he...
And that guy couldn't even spell.
Born again Christian.
Giveaway. I can fucking spell.
I didn't see no misspellings. Wait a minute, but I want to know how he got your. I can see how he got your icon, but how it looked like the way he spelled Trenchcoat Mafia was exactly the way you spell it. So I didn't see any deviations.
All he would have to do would be to copy it.
Yeah, but you can't use somebody else's screen name. That's what I'm wondering. Unless you have, like, you know, a different letter, like a capital letter here or a space where they don't have a space. And his was just like yours. He's real good. Whoever he is, he's a real good forger. I admit that shit. Okay. But, man, it's been empty, man, without you. I mean, for all those Podcast X listeners and stuff, of course, Punkin' House Productions, a.k.a. Doom, goes on. The Doom site is normal. Nothing's changed about Doom. We're still continuing on. But I'm glad to have you back so we can continue. Actually, this isn't Doom. This is Doom versus Howard the Duck. And we're continuing the going through. The last one reviewed was issue 13. I want to review issue, 14 now.
Yeah, and what do you mean there's not going to be a Sticky Con? All that building up to it and you're not going to do it?
I didn't say I wasn't going to do a Sticky Con. Okay, one day there'll be Sticky Con 2008. One day.
It's been how many years now?
It's a lost recording. I'll find it one of these days and I'll put it up. But I'm trying to, dang, I wanted, since we in July 1977, I wanted to at least have a song from, or not have a song, but talk about whatever the number one song was back then. While that's loading up.
I was going to say, you're the one with all the Billboard books to be able to look that up.
I gave it away because I stopped doing that on the show, but I would like to have at least one song from 1977 or movie in July 1977. But,
Jaws came out in 77, I think.
76. And I want something specific to this month. And, but speaking of, actually this isn't speaking of that, it's going off on a tangent. No, this comic book was written by Steve Gerber.
If I'm here, there's going to be tangents.
No, we're going straight through, motherfucker. Okay, straight motherfucking through this time. Oh, but what was it say? Oh, it's written by Steve Gerber. And I went to the comic book shop last week and picked up a new comic book, and it had the name as the writer, Steve Gerber.
What was it?
It was the Swamp Thing. They call it the Inferno Swamp Thing. It's a 3-issue miniseries from a story that he wrote back then when he was writing it that did not get published and never got published. And I didn't buy it yet, but I'm going to buy all 3. Shit, get off the internet for free. And maybe we can talk about that one day if it's good or if it's bad enough. What's your problem?
I can't believe he died at like age 60. That's what smoking will do, I guess.
How do you know it was that, though? That it was smoking specifically? Was it cancer?
I'm pretty sure it was from smoking, but I could be wrong. It was so long ago now.
But who, you know who else who died when they were 60? A lot of people dying in their 60s. What's her face? Donna Summer. But she said it was because she was in
9/11.
Yeah, she breathed in all that stuff. But other people was like, no, she smoked. But I mean, some people said that, but I don't know.
God killed her as punishment for making all those shitty disco records.
Were you one of the people in that stadium in the 70s who blew up all those disco records?
No, I was too young at the time, but that would have been cool.
But you know who else who just died at the age of 63 this week?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm being a hypocrite because I, as a kid, I had the poster from the on the radio album of her on my wall. So there you go.
You hypocrite. But you probably wanted that for jerk-off material. You probably didn't listen to our music.
No comment.
Oh, damn, motherfucker. Even though I like Rihanna, but not her music. I just like her.
Who else did I have up on my wall? Farrah Fawcett and Blondie.
Everybody had that. Okay. Well, I didn't. I was too young. That was before my time. But, but the person who, let me get that, the person who died this week, who was 63, who was famous in the 70s, actually 76, Arnold Horshack. Mr.
Really?
Kata. Yeah, he passed away. They said a heart attack. So I'm like, So they said the last one left is Vinnie Bombarino and Boom Boom Washington. And, of course, Mr. Kata. Everybody forgets that he's alive, too.
John Travolta will probably die of AIDS.
Usually that's a gay disease, and he's a heterosexual male who's married.
Bullshit.
Anyway, songs of 1970. I want to say the number one song, but I never even heard of it. I just want to be. Oh, actually, I have heard of it. Andy Gibb. I just want to be your everything. I just want to be your everything.
The only Andy Gibb song I know is Shadow Dancing.
That's my jam, too. I like that. I'm gonna play that.
Solid gold, and he was horrible. Yeah.
He was good. Man, come on, man. He was talented. He sang like Barry.
Only one Gibb brother left alive.
Damn. Like, the oldest one, I think, is the last one left. That's sad, man. All them BGs passed away.
But the good news is I'm still here.
Yeah. Or as you said, you beat Michael Turner when he died. You said you beat him. That's messed up. Okay. Well, before I go from the music, maybe you'll like this one, number two, I'm In You by Peter Frampton. I know that was your favorite back in the 70s.
Never heard of it, and I hate Peter Frampton.
All right, so what we got going? Okay, we got this episode here. We got this comic book on the cover, if I can get the thing to come up. God dang it. Well, basically, it's just actually, this is a bad cover. It's got...
I like it. Because there's a giant Howard the Duck as the son of Satan, like getting ready to kill people. Yeah, what's wrong with it?
It's a demonic duck.
What's wrong with the demonic duck?
And Howard never looked good in other people's costumes, like Doctor Strange or Damon Hellstrom's.
Doctor Strange. I liked that.
And by the way, Damon Hellstrom, I never got his character, why they would make a son of Satan a hero. It must have been the Omen movie came out then.
Because it's fucking cool.
It sucks, but I do admit in the first issues of the New Avengers, the second volume, I don't know why they renumbered it, but that was good with Damon Hellstrom. And when Brother Voodoo became Doctor Strange,
Doctor
Supreme.
That's such bullshit. Brother Voodoo is a joke character.
He's not a joke. They're trying to make him to a joke character.
Doctor Strange should be Sorcerer Supreme.
And Damon Hellstrom cursed out Brother Voodoo because they say he wasn't no good at this. And I'm like, well, come on, this brother been a sorcerer for years, and now they're making Brother Voodoo look like shit. And I think he lost his Sorcerer Supreme title.
Good.
Dishonorable way. Never want the black man to get ahead, do you? Not even in the supernatural world.
Luke Cage is cool. Make him Sorcerer Supreme.
That wouldn't work. let's get to this here. Written by Steve Gerber, penciled by Gene Colan. Yes, Gene Colan passed away is a while ago.
Yeah. So this episode is dedicated to Gene Colan.
All right. It's inked by Claus Janssen. Oh, they got three
dudes. He's still alive, I think.
We're trying to write a list of who's dead and who's alive. Okay. Even though my boy passed away this week also. He's blanking out his name. He's 86 years old. He had the school. Joe Kubert.
At 86. Yeah, I saw that on your podcast. You had that in an episode.
Man, that's messed up, but he was 86 years old, and he did a lot of work. Very prolific. This opens up. It's two ducks in one. Okay, Steve Gerber with your jokes. But it looks like he's Howard's duck in the last issue got possessed by the spirit. What is it? The spirit of Son of Satan or Son of Sam?
Son of Satan?
As David
Burke. Yeah, his dark soul.
And yet his dark soul looks like a duck, just like Howard. There's a little problem with that, but okay, whatever.
And well, because he's possessing Howard.
And then he, the last we heard of him, they were in a hospital, mental hospital. Because he got in a fight with a woman on a bus, and they put him and his friend Wanda into a mental hospital.
The nervous breakdown issue and the issue with Kiss afterwards and all that was so cool. It figures I went into a coma while you were reviewing them, and I couldn't do it.
You already reviewed that. So.
Oh, I did.
Didn't you with Courtney? Wasn't that you did a kiss one with her?
It was so long ago.
I don't know if it was Howard the Duck. Actually, it might have just been Kiss. But let's see here. Oh, and basically he frees Wanda, and it's just a whole bunch of you know those
Breakdown
episodes were good. Wanda, her name probably Linda, but since she can't pronounce it, and I
her name is probably Linda Lester, but of course she says she's Wanda Wester.
And that's a one-note joke. It's tired. It's below Steve Gerber's writing level. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
He was son of Satan. Could have cured her lisp, though.
But he didn't. And as a matter of fact, he's being an asshole to her. He flies away with her. They escape the hospital. But she says she's going to throw up because they're flying in the sky.
And she's going to be terribly, terribly ill.
Silence, female! And it says, and she said, how a putty please point us down, I'm fighting. It's like, do something about that damn lisp. And then she burns her hand on that trident.
What was she thinking?
But she didn't know it was hot. Then he threw her on the floor. She said, I'm so grateful to be out of that horrible place. Thank you, Howard. Thank you. He backhands her, which is probably your favorite panel.
Yes. If this show was on my podcast, this would be the panel I would use.
Why? You didn't use a backhand of somebody in another comic book?
Yeah, 26, episode 26, the Dracula episode.
Okay, then why would you want to, ain't that redundant?
Because it's funny every time. Sometimes you gotta smack a bitch down.
Then he takes off. She said, Howard, why you wobble me? Because you insipid, simpy fool. You're tampering with the Triton in the midair, jeopardized both of our lives.
And he's right.
She didn't know that he was using that thing like a steering wheel. Shit. And then he's flied off and left her alone, just like Chris Brown did after he beat Rihanna. He left her in the street by herself.
She deserved it.
And then at the hospital, the hospital staff, they argue amongst each other, and Damon Hellstrom is there. He's like, fuck this, I gotta get out of here. Even though Dr. Avery, he's the only good doctor in the hospital, and everybody else is evil. And there he's arguing with them. I'm going to take you to court. And then Damon Hellstrom was like, you know what? I hope you can do that, Dr. Avery, but I got to go because there's going to be consequences for Howard being the son of Satan. But what he doesn't know is they probably killed that damn doctor after he left.
I see Reverend Yun-Suk Moon is there in the background. From an earlier story.
And what, yeah, he runs that cult. Is it the Moonies or something?
Moonies. The Sunnies? The Moonies? I don't know.
Sunnies, yeah. I forgot what the real one was in real life. Those people who were in airports. So let's see here. Yeah, he gets in his car and takes off. And Howard uses his little tritons. He's totally possessed and evil. And he's like, fuck it, I want to get Beverly. Good, because...
Well, he's about to.
And the last time he saw her, he was having a nervous breakdown, and she went over to the doctor, psychologist, who was treating him, because the doctor took her out to have a dinner to relax, because she was worried about Howard.
Relax.
No, she wasn't trying to fuck the doctor. She was hurt.
No, she wasn't trying to... But the doctor wanted to fuck her.
He knew she was with Howard, okay? And Howard took it as something else. And that's when he really had a nervous breakdown, when he saw them two together just having an innocent dinner.
That reminds me. When I reviewed Howard the Duck on my show the last time, I had a panel with Howard about the have sex with Beverly posted, and Courtney commented that you're not supposed to fuck ducks, even though it rhymes. But meanwhile, she's all for fucking non-humans. She wants to fuck Hellboy. What's the difference?
She wants to fuck the Beast. He's an animal from Beauty and the Beast.
There you go.
Courtney, all hypocritical. So, but she's a kid, so.
Not anymore. She's like 22 now.
That is true, actually. She ain't that old. I don't think she's 21.
Actually, I think she's 20. Well, 21 or 22. She was born in 91, I think.
Okay. Let's see here. And then Beverly, she's still over Howard in her apartment. She couldn't find him after he left the motel that night. She didn't know he was in the hospital and all that shit.
And apparently she's been fucking Paul Seam.
She was their friends. Okay.
Guys and girls can't be friends.
There's a lot of, platonic friendships in the world. I don't know any, but they are.
Here you go.
But they didn't say that they were fucking here in any of the panels or any of the captions. So they ain't fucking.
You know she's a slut because she wound up fucking Dr. Bong.
That didn't happen yet. And as far as this continuity, I haven't got that far. But we'll see. Whatever she did it, there could have been a good reason for it. She said, I've gone over and over again. I can't imagine why Howard deserted me. Bitch, because he was crazy and sick.
It's not that Beverly isn't hot. Because all redheads are hot, but she's a simple girl, isn't she?
Anyway, but I like how here how Paul Hussein was like, man, I heard it for the story 100 times, and he's like, that was uncalled for, wasn't it? Then he wrote, you're right, he is trying to fuck her. He said, look,
see,
you've done all you can. You ain't got to touch her hair and the side of her cheek like that. That's your boy's girlfriend or your duck's girlfriend.
Well, he wants to fuck her, and I can't blame him.
But then Howard burst in through the window with Dracula teeth, a pentagram on his chest, and a trident, and he's screaming, I've come for you, Beverly!
And you don't think he looks cool this way?
Well, I would be a duck. The only way he looks cool is when he wears his normal suit with the fedora and cigar. Or derby, whatever you call that hat he's wearing.
And I don't believe Marvel did away with Howard Cigar. He's a duck. Ducks can't smoke cigars?
Actually, I just saw a reiteration of him with his cigar in a new Marvel comic book. Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe. And in the first issue, they showed a quick panel of all the people he killed. One of them was Howard the Duck, but he was on one of those platters, roasted, and he had his tie, tying his beak shut.
That's probably because, and I'm going to ask Kiku because I'm not sure, Joe Quesada's not in charge of Marvel anymore.
Oh, good. Okay. But he was dead and roasted, like he was roasted in the oven. And then his cap was on top and had a cigar in the band of his hat, so his cigar was with him. But I haven't seen anybody else smoke yet. I don't think I have.
J. Jonah Jameson should smoke. Ben Grimm. Fuck Marvel.
It's okay. We don't need it. You know what?
Fictitious characters.
Looking at that. We don't need those kids looking at that.
Made-up characters can't get cancer anyway.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about the kids saying, oh, well, Ben Grimm is smoking a cigar. That's pretty cool. And then, you know what? I'm going to smoke a cigar. When I get older. Say what?
What's the harm? The worst they can do is die. What?
I'm trying to see who the new editor is. What would it be? Editor-in-chief? Or
Axel Alonso, I think.
Yeah. And now, Joe Quesada, chief creative officer. How did that happen? How could he go?
I don't know. Quesada was in charge for a long time.
Is it just like it's time for you to go? I mean, or everybody else gets 10 years?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
He was like, fuck that, I ain't giving up the whole spot. You gotta be chief creative officer.
All I know is DC needs to bring back letters pages. Even Marvel still has them sometimes.
You mean DC? Or Marvel?
Marvel still has them, like in Spider-Man, at least. But I can't remember the last DC letters page I saw.
I'm trying to... There was another question I was going to ask, but I forgot what it was. So, do you know who Axel Alonso is? Have you ever heard of him?
I know he used to be an editor. I don't know if he ever wrote anything, though.
Okay. And, you know, Bill Gemmis, he's got a comic coming out, and I will review it on the show if it's bad enough. I'm sure it will be. It's just a one issue. I think it's a one-shot issue.
It can't be worse than Marvel.
No.
That was horrible.
And I know you don't get into these video critics that do comedy when they criticize a movie or book. But Linkara, my boy, he did Marvel. He did like two issues of Marvel.
Marvel. And ever give anything a good review?
What you mean he gives? You mean talk about stuff that he likes?
Yes.
The show is called "Where Bad Comics Burn" is the subtitle of the show. It's about bad comics. It's not about good comics.
Oh, and as far as your show, find some bad comics to review.
Wait a minute. First you're saying that he should review good comics. Now you're telling me I should review bad comics. I talk about bad comics, man. I'm the bad comic master.
Okay, then. Secret Wars 2, for example, if you can't think of any.
What is it?
Secret Wars 2.
Oh, Secret Wars. Oh, that. Yeah, that was always.
Which,
you know what?
That.
I'm going back into production. I got five scripts sitting here, and I want to do them weekly like he did, and I could add that to the list. You know, because after all these years of bad comics, he's been doing a bunch of comics I wanted to do as a video producer. He did Marvel. I wanted to do Marvel. And I'm sitting here like a dummy. I'm like, I wanted to do that. And he did Superman 701, which is my thing. But I still got a bunch of comics here to review for my video show.
Is JMS still writing Superman?
No. No, because, no, you know it's the new 52, right?
Yeah, which I don't get.
I get it. So the sales are good.
They started the universe over again?
Yes.
Again?
What you mean? When was the last time? 1986, right?
Crisis, and after that, Zero Hour.
That's not really... Zero Hour wasn't really starting our universe.
Doing it.
Zero Hour really wasn't... I don't count that. I don't think I can count that out, even though I wasn't reading DC at the time.
How many DC Earths are there now?
Oh, you asking me how many they got?
Yes.
Well, there's Earth 1 and Earth 2. That's the only ones I know for sure that they got, because they got an Earth 2 comic book that just deals with Earth 2. And you heard about that, right? You heard about the original Green Lantern on Earth 2, Alan something?
He's gay, right?
Yeah.
Well, Earth 1 has a gay hero, Batman, so that's...
You know what? Fuck you, okay? And you know you probably can't wait to see Dark Knight Rises. How dare you?
I saw it. It was...
Well, you went to the movie theater with Starhawk?
I saw all of the... all three of the Chris Nolan Batman movies. I liked the one with Two-Face and the Joker.
Dark Knight.
What was his name? Heath Ledger was the Joker. He did so good. All he could do was die because he could never top that performance.
I don't think that's the reason he died.
At least he got to fuck one of the little twin girls from Full House first.
That was his friend, his platonic friend.
Yeah, we already just established men and women can't be platonic friends.
He was already married to somebody else.
So?
Anyway, back to this review. She want to hug Howard after he jumping through the window with a goddamn Triton talking about, I've come for you, Beverly. And she ain't seen him in months. You're right, she ain't too bright. Oh, not a moment too soon, Ducky. It's so good to see you. Even if that entrance is going to cost me a fortune, you idiot. You say, I know you don't like sitcoms, right? This is sitcom humor. Even if that entrance is going to be, you idiot.
And Paul's looking pretty angry because he's like, God damn it, I was about to fuck Beverly.
Blue balls. This is a case of blue balls right there. Then he grabbed her by the hair like a caveman. And she said, let go, you turkey, that hurts.
Yeah, this panel's pretty hot, too.
And then she just flew away. He just flew away with her. Your agonies have only begun, my sweet. We got much to settle, you and I, but mostly I. And I have no aversion to spectators. No, I have an aversion to spectators. Wave bye-bye to Mr. Sane, dear.
And she actually says, so long, Paul.
Look on Paul's face like he realizes something's wrong, but her stupid ass doesn't.
And notice her titties are facing, like, up. She must have a really strong bra.
Yes, it's the cross bra. I forgot what that... Anyway, I forgot that there's a jingle that goes along with it, but I forgot how it goes. It was recently in a Rorschach comic.
I don't believe you're reading that.
No, I'm reading Night Owl. Wait, fuck you. Oh, you think I'm a sellout because I paid for Before Watchmen?
Because Alan Moore's Watchmen was so good. What's DC doing, like, stomping all over it with this shit?
Well, first of all, it's not really stomping all over it. The story there exists. You know, if you want Watchmen, you can buy Watchmen, and you don't even have to buy none of these, and Watchmen can be your
Watchmen story. Was meant to be a standalone story.
But this is just what happened before. You can guess what happened before. And I agree, like, most of them not needed. They're telling you shit that you already knew that he established in that comic book. But I bought Night Owl number 2 because it looked interesting. I like the thing between Night Owl and Rorschach. And then
why buy anything when there's this DC++?
Oh, because I don't. Yeah, you know, you're right. I should have bought that. But you know, I'm not one of those who are adept. Like I try to find it when the people put the new ones out on what you call it when they put the new digital copies out. I can never find them. And like I must put on okay the new whatever week this is, and the ones I won't come up.
Go on DC++ and look for the Perfection Hub.
Okay, Perfection
Hub. That's where I get my comics.
And you can get... Well, when I request, I don't get what I want. I should be able to find what I want there, then? Like, if I want everything that came out new this week. I know some people do it the day after.
Yeah,
I don't know how they do that, but...
There's a, like, minimum share you gotta have. I don't know how big it is. But you gotta have, like, some comics share out to be able to download comics in to your computer.
But usually you can't, you have to do your own then. You have to download your own to trade with them because...
Well, I can just send you the comics I have.
But see, I mean, I have a bunch, but they probably will recognize... They probably would already have them, right? Because, like, these are things that I got off the internet. And my friend, he gave me, like, a bunch of them on a CD disc. But I'm just saying, what if, aren't there, like, famous people who do it? Like, their name is at the back of it?
I hate that.
It's kind of cool. Gamma Girl or whatever.
And, yeah, there's this guy called Obi who puts his... like, logo on the covers, like he did something.
He did do something. He put it on a scanner. He put it through whatever program. so it could be readable. Anyway, is Wanda? And see that they made not Wanda, Wanda. They made her all helpless and shit. That and Damon Hellstrom picked her up so they can go find Howard. And she was like, I want to miss the part where she said, "If you hadn't come along, I might have sat in quiet for days." Okay, Steve Gerber, you fucking misogynist. Women aren't some jellyfish who, if they go through a little bit of traumatic event, that they can't get up on their own 2 feet.
Yes, they are. What planet do you live on?
Then how do you explain Hillary Clinton, Margaret Thatcher, the one who flew in the plane?
Hillary Clinton is so stupid. When she was running for president, Barack was just like, "I'll let you be Secretary of State. Will that do?" And she's like, "Okay, fine." She was bought off that easily.
Bought off of what? She lost the presidency. She wasn't going to have... She was going to have to be a senator or something if she didn't take that. Come on, man. That Secretary of State is a big job, you know?
If you think bitches are so smart, I got two words for you. Sarah Palin.
And I got two more words for you. Dan Quayle. Or, I can't think of another dumb guy. But my point is...
Smart guys outnumber dumb guys like 100 to 1 at least.
Well, what I was about was, yeah, there's Sarah Palin, but like I said, there's Hillary Clinton. Hopefully she'll run in 2016. And I'm glad, oh yeah, by the way, I'm glad Sarah Palin is like in the dust. She can't like get the news to really cover her anymore. She has to,
why would they?
Exactly.
Does her daughter still have that reality show?
Yes, that's what I heard. Briscoe telling. I'm like, what the fuck? And well, why do people watch it? Do people make me sick watching her and the Kardashian girls?
I don't watch it.
I'm saying people, not you. Actually, there's only about 3 million people who watch Kardashian. That's all it takes for them to be a hit.
Oh, speaking of TV, I gotta catch up on Doctor Who. Did you see any of the last season?
No, I haven't seen, you know what, I've never seen a Doctor Who from the, well, I have, but I've only seen a few episodes of, what's his name, David Tennant's, and I end up seeing the same episodes over and over again. Like, I went over to my friend's house, and she was catching up,
you know,
and she saw the episode that I saw. I'm like, damn, and so I was watching that episode again with the cat nurses, or the cat nuns in that hospital. I haven't got past that.
Now, Matt Smith is the doctor.
I heard this is pretty good, or at least River Song. Have you seen anything with her in it?
Yeah, what the fuck? She's like almost 50.
You're the first person to ever mention her age, but go ahead.
I don't get it, because he's so young. Why would he be with her at all?
She must have known somebody. She must have fucked somebody. But,
yeah. I liked the companion, the redheaded girl, Amy, because she's like only like 21 or so. She's pretty hot.
No, that's ageist.
Also, there was an episode where she was like gonna fuck the doctor, and he wasn't having any of it, which means. He probably is, like, gay in this incarnation.
Well, she shouldn't have made the offer. They shouldn't have written that. Because doctors and companions shouldn't be love interests.
You know the doctor was fucking Romana back in the day.
Behind the scenes in real life, not on screen. This is a kid's show. It was a kid's show back then.
They played their parts like they were fucking on the show.
Okay, that I only seen a couple episodes with Ramona, and I didn't. Well, I mean, there's chemistry, but I didn't necessarily think that's fucking chemistry.
I don't think he was fucking Ramona 1, but Ramona 2, they had a totally different, closer relationship.
Now back to this. Oh. He's abusing Beverly.
Ouch! Ducky, that's my wrist, not a doorknob.
Answer! How do you conceive our relationship? What do I mean to you?
Do you like me? I didn't even read this part. This is deep here.
Or cherish me, or perhaps I merely amuse you. Am I object of your ridicule? Am I?
No, Howard, no.
And she's got her arm twisted, and she's on her knees with the head down.
Yeah.
This is, a lot of women would say this is a misogynist.
This is another good battle. Howard's got all the powers of Son of Satan, and this is what he's using it for.
Well, it's not him. He's possessed. He wouldn't do this.
Apparently he would.
That's not him, I'm telling you. That's whatever Son of Satan creature is taking over him. He's not in his right mind. And he just had a nervous breakdown, and he's possessed by the devil. So that's two things right there. You can't blame Howard for something that he's doing.
Look at Beverly sticking her ass out like she wants to be fucked in it.
Even though Gene Colan doesn't draw like women's asses seductively or sexistly, even their breasts perking, he doesn't do it really seductive. He just draws them like normal people. Do you agree?
That's enough.
Anyway, Damon Hellstrom runs over Howard with the car. The only problem with that I see with that is that Beverly was right in front of Howard. And he hit Howard from behind. He could have killed her.
I blame the editor, who was, of course, Steve Gerber, too.
Who was that? Oh, it was him? He edited
Steve Gerber.
So you admit it's your boy. I'm surprised that you admit
that's it. Why Jim Shooter didn't allow writers to edit their own books, because they wouldn't catch stuff like this.
Well, I've seen stuff like this with editors. People would just ignore it and say that he hit Howard from the side or something. But yeah. I'm gonna take that because you never ever diss Steve Gerber. So I would take it. I would accept that. You're right. He shouldn't be editing his own comics that he writes. I agree.
On second thought, yes, he should be. Because he just hit Howard just so he missed Beverly but hit Howard. That'll work.
Anyway.
Give me my no prize now.
I don't get this. She says, Oasis, you whammed right into him. You slammed your car right into him. Let me translate. And he said, no, Winda. My foot was on the brake. The intent was to add to his concentration, not kill him. So he's just saying he didn't hit him straight on, even though it looked like he did. Yeah, you're right. He needed an editor. You better take that back. He needed the editor because he looked like he slammed him full on. Now my foot was on the brake. Howard blows up the car with the Triton. That's scary. Damn, that's my car. I still got payments on that, motherfucker. And then he shoots at. He's a horrible shot. He got a Triton of hell with hellfire coming out. And
he's only been the Son of Satan for like an hour. He hasn't had any practice.
What's this he's saying to Howard? He's saying, you're cognizant then that you brought about precisely what you hope to avoid. That you're... Oh, okay. Never mind. I don't know who's saying what. I think it's Howard telling him that you are... What are you saying? That I am the Son of Satan. Your heroics have thrust the duck's personality into unconsciousness. And that, well, I thought he was unconscious the whole time. He wasn't doing nothing to fight the Son of Satan side of him this whole time. But supposedly right now, because he got hit with a car, now he's really succumbed to the Son of Satan possession.
Good.
What? You need to stop. You need to praise. So, you know, Satan is a bad guy. You know all the bad things he's done.
First of all, just like there's no such thing as God, there is no such thing as Satan. But if there was, Satan would be cool.
Even in storybook land, he's not a good guy, even in these comic books. Mephisto? You think he's a good guy?
Mephisto reminds me, how come in Ghost Rider, originally Satan turned Johnny Blaze into the Ghost Rider, but later he turned out to really have been Mephisto? What the fuck was up with that?
But they're the same guy. What does it matter if you call him by a different name?
Because Satan is cooler than Mephisto.
They can't name real names that people have problems with.
You know who was a cool Satan was the Satan and the Grim Ghost.
Why is he any cooler than... Oh, because of how he dressed or carried himself?
Yeah, he carries himself like so gay, but he like didn't care because he was Satan. He was like, wah-ha-ha-ha.
You know, I think they did the, they just recently, or like months ago, or last year, I think it was last year, they did Grey Ghost over again. I think they tried to come back, that comic.
It wasn't the same.
Oh, you saw it?
I downloaded it, but I couldn't read it. It was so bad.
Yeah, it didn't last long, that's all I was going to say. I forgot the name of that goddamn, it was Atlas, right? They brought back a few Atlas titles, and they all bombed?
They bombed their first time. Why wouldn't they bomb again?
You know, and I forgot all about that, too, until when you mentioned Grey Ghost, it reminded me that they brought him back, that they brought Atlas back. That's sad. That's so sad.
Atlas failed mostly because they came out with too many books all at once, and at the same time, Marvel was, like, crowding the market, like with a bunch of reprint titles, just trying to flood the marketplace. And also, Atlas panicked too easily. They kept changing creative teams on their books. And, I didn't know that.
I thought it was the same people, because there was only a few issues of each comic book. Most of the comics, we only had 3 or 4 issues. And I thought they were all the same writer, but you saying they switched up writers?
Yeah, which was stupid. At least give a creative team like 6 issues or so. Give them a chance.
I agree. I have Tiger Man here too. Maybe I'll send it to you, but I tend to review it. But it was a Steve Ditko book. He did art on it. I can't believe I read that.
Oh. So it's got good art.
Anyway, by the way, I got some more Steve Ditko stuff here I want to tell you about, but I'll tell you after we record this, finish this story up. I don't understand how Damon Hellstrom can just grab the Triton that's got the fires of hell. He's not Son of Satan at this point, and he's grabbing it, and as you can hear his skin sizzling. And he says, Howard says, you know, I intend to devour your very soul. And go ahead.
Do they even have sound effects like this anymore? Because they've done away with thought balloons and captions and other comic book stuff.
We got captions. We don't have thought balloons. Come on, this is a more advanced way to do it. Obviously, if they're doing it, it must be a better way. It's less confusing for the readers, I guess. Or it's more...
I like when Bendis tried to bring back thought balloons, but he did it badly. He just had people thinking what they were saying anyway.
They said that's why they hated him. They're glad that he's off the Avengers now.
Finally!
Wait, he wasn't on as long as...
It's been 10 years.
Actually, yeah. So he still wasn't on as long as Chris Claremont on X-Men titles, though, right? Chris Claremont was like 78. No, it wasn't even 78, right? It was earlier than 78, wasn't it? Chris Claremont was on X-Men like that.
He was
76.
On X-Men, I think, from 76 to 91.
No, I say 2000. Wasn't he doing a whole bunch of...
Well, he came back for like a short while.
That's a lot of years, okay? That's more than 10 years.
And Grant Morrison saved us from his work.
You talk about the new X-Men?
Yeah. Because Claremont, when he came back, sucked. The old stuff was good, but he couldn't work with Jim Lee. Because who the fuck can? Overrated motherfucker.
I agree. I see you agree with me. I said Jim Lee is like, who's that his name? He's Eric Life or Rob Liefeld. If Rob Liefeld could draw, then that's I'm not overly impressed by Jim Lee, but there are some things once in a while when I look, I'm like, okay, wow, that is good. I have to admit, that's damn good.
He's but the second most overrated artist in comics.
Who's the first?
The first is Alex Ross.
How dare you?
What's up with, look at this, I painted a cover.
But he makes him look really, like he makes it, he's like, what you call it, Norman Rockwell.
Artists can do that, though.
Then why don't they?
Because it'd be a waste of their talent.
All right, so, okay, I guess I can go, because I did see that, I forgot what that miniseries he did was called, Legends or something like that. I forgot the name of it. But
I know he painted, like, Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come, yeah, he did that too.
But that was only good because of the writing.
And then he did Marvels, and that was good too, but like you said, that's good because of the writing.
That and Captain Marvel kicked Superman's ass. That was cool.
I haven't read that. I've never read Kingdom Come. But that Legends was, he wrote and did the art of that. And it doesn't matter what his paintings look like, it was boring. You know, it was a 12-issue thing. Justice, not Legend. It's called Justice.
I don't know why artists think they can write. Besides, Frank Miller.
I know you're going to say David Sims or whatever his name is.
Dave Sim.
There's a lot of people. John Byrne. There's a lot of people.
John Byrne can't write.
So, back to the...
Rita's Hulk.
Actually, you know what? Come to think of it, and you ain't going to... Last week I saw this collection of Hulk comic books from when I was a kid, right before John Byrne took over, and I was remembering how good those were, and they still look good as I was reading them. I got to get that collection, and you ain't going to know... I ain't going to say the name yet, because you're going to go off on that. But
Bill Bentlow.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, those are good. 296 to 300. And he might have done some after that, too. But 286 to 300 is what they collected in this volume. And I had all those as a kid. I was like, this is great. And this week they had on sale the John Byrne Hulks. You know what? I take that back. It wasn't John Byrne. It was Peter David. Anyway, let's continue. That wasn't as good as I remember. It was like the early Peter David Hulk stuff that he did.
You hate Steve Ditko, but will you admit his Spider-Man was great?
Yeah, because Stan Lee came up with the concept of those early issues. And actually, I don't even know if I could say that. I mean, it's drawn like the 1960s, as such the 60s style, even the writing of the story I've seen a million times.
Jack Kirby actually came up with Spider-Man, but Stan Lee took him off the book before the first issue even saw print, and Ditko completely changed him. Kirby had him with a web gun, and he looked totally different.
Yeah, he was muscular like He-Man.
Yeah, so Steve Ditko was the genius who gave us the Spider-Man we know today. And also, he came up with Doctor Strange, so there you go.
Other people did those characters better, but he had a nice template. And anyway, even his Speedball, when other people draw Speedball better than he does. So, Damon Hellstrom overcomes with the power of will. he overcomes Howard the Duck, and he becomes Son of Satan again. He's got his cape on and all that stuff, but I want to know why Howard still has a cape and the pentagram on his chest.
Because it's cool.
Anyway, Beverly, he is like, excuse me, are you okay, sir? Or is he... I mean, she wants to know, is Howard okay? But she's got her hand on Damon Hellstrom's shoulder like she wants to...
Because she's a whore.
But he said, is he
typical
okay?
Redhead.
Is he okay? In a word, no. His bodily functions continue, but unless we can gather the wind-scattered particles of his spirit and return them to his corporeal form, he'll be a vegetable. It's like, shut up, motherfucker.
And Windsor says, oh, how tragic.
And then we got all this. Who is this woman cooking this female duck? Because we're going through Howard's mind, I guess. And so we got different parts of his life when he was in the street gang. He worked on a assembly line. But who's the chick?
I'm guessing. But maybe it's supposed to be Howard's mother.
I want to know why she's on a look like a raft with
none of this is real anyway.
No, she's on a piece of wood in the middle of the sea with a cooking on a stove. How the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with Steve Gerber and Gene Colan?
What's the stove even plugged into?
Exactly. And you say none of this is real. Okay, so he wasn't an astronaut. Okay, never mind then. And then he cures Howard. He does his magic voodoo over Howard's body. And Howard, he said he wakes so consumed at first with emotion that he can't hear, cannot speak, only weep. I'm like, okay, you're getting too deep for you're getting too deep for me.
And Howard reacts exactly as you would think he would. He's like, figures, your typical cornball capper to this story. Because Damon's like, behold, the sunrise.
What happened to me, Hellstrom? I saw something. I forget it. Must have been a weather balloon.
See? He's just like me. He's like, there's no God, there's no nothing, what are you going to do?
I didn't read this, so I want to know some of what's happening. They're all in an apartment together, Wanda, Paul, Howard, Damon, Hellstrom, and...
Does anyone still draw like Gene Colan? Because I'm looking at this and thinking...
Mike Diodato, go ahead.
No. You know I have a problem with his art.
You do? Ain't nothing wrong with that man's art.
That Ultimate Annual, that sucked.
With the art or the story?
The art, both, actually.
Oh, you talking about, was that the one that you did with the Captain America and Falcon?
PCX episode 45. That was lousy.
Okay, I think I had that, but I don't think it was that bad. I think it was a different inker for him.
I liked when he was drawing Thunderbolts.
Yeah. Now, see? You love that comic. Don't talk about Mike Diodato's art.
But that would have been good anyway, because Warren Ellis was writing it.
No, his art made it like a... It was good because of that story, but his art made it like it was, to me, like a motion picture. Like, I felt like I was in the theater experience. Like, I was watching a movie, you know, in my mind. You know, that was great art. That was a great marriage of art and writing.
Did you ever read How to Draw Comics the Marvel Way?
No. Oh, yeah. As a kid, I looked at it. Why?
Yeah, because they had a chapter, parts in there with Gene Colan's art, and it's like, wait a minute. Nobody can learn to draw like Gene Colan. He was one of a kind.
Nobody is beyond reproach. I mean, people, he was teaching kids to draw, not to draw like him. These are techniques that I use. I'm sure somebody benefited, like Mike Diodato.
That's why in the Howard the Duck magazine, when Michael Golden was drawing stories, they looked so out of place and wrong because he's not Gene Colan.
Wait, what looked out of place when who, what comic?
The Howard the Duck magazine.
No, Mike, no, good, that was Mike Golden.
Golden. Yeah, he can't draw like Colan.
Wasn't trying to draw like Colan.
So everybody looks wrong.
He didn't look wrong to me. I mean, the because I was looking at those, and they looked okay. They looked good.
The only other artist who could draw Howard was Frank Bruner in the first couple of issues.
Okay, that was Frank Bruner. And then, no, there was another guy, too.
John Buscema. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, didn't see. That's another. That's the third one. But no, there was somebody like here, Yuck or something like that, his name was. I can't think of his name. There was one other guy. There was a lot of people.
Oh.
That one that we reviewed where Santa Claus, not Santa Claus, but the Christmas episode or in Bizarre Adventures where Howard was going to jump off a bridge. Whoever did that did a good job, I thought.
I'm not sure.
Paul Cooperberg,
I think. Was Paul Smith.
Paul Smith. Okay, there you go.
But Paul Smith can't draw badly if he wanted to. So there you go. You know what were badly drawn issues later in Howard? Carmine fucking Infantino. God damn, those issues sucked.
Oh, I hated that. That was the one where he went to, well, the one I saw, he went to Vegas. Yeah, I reviewed it on my Doom show. God, that was, well, see, Carmine, I was never a fan of his art anyway. When
he
draw,
should
Nova.
Only draw the Flash. No other.
He wasn't
comic.
Good on the Flash either. His faces look like they. It looked like everybody's face is lopsided, like like going to one side, like it's stretched. Everything stretching to one side.
I remember I reviewed an issue of his Star Wars on Podcast X, and you know, I hated his art. More when I was a kid. Now I guess I'm kind of used to it. But goddamn,
that's fine. But he ain't nobody who I look at and say yes.
Did you ever read any of his Spider-Woman work?
Yeah, as a kid I had Spider-Woman and I had Nova, and probably a few other, probably Star Wars too. But yeah, I mean it worked. I was okay with it for her. I mean I was because he wasn't taking over. Drawing chores for anybody else, but I did not like him on Flash. I don't like his art, you know. I can't, you know what I'm talking about, right? The way his faces look, they just look like his, like they, like somebody took, remember the putty, the silly putty you put, you put it on the drawing and then you just
look like that's exactly what it looks like.
And then how does this end up? Well, first of all, they're happy because Dr. Danestrom, he says, they're discharged from the hospital officially. Dr. Avery doesn't need to bring Howard or what's her face Wenda back. Even though the last time he saw Howard, his ass could hardly even fucking talk. but he is cured now, it seems. And everybody's happy, hugging. And she said, it's official. We're reunited, Ducky. The partnership's back on. Yeah, but Wenda's here to get in the middle of all of that. But at least that's some pussy for Paul. Because I think they end up being kind of friends, a couple. That's happy ending for them.
Paul eventually goes back into his state where he's like just sleepwalking around.
Okay. But why are you telling me? It's a spoiler. Spoilers. Anyway.
Haven't read all of these?
No. Why are you asking? I wanted to. I didn't read them all of them because I want to do it as I go along. So I don't know what happened.
Spoilers then.
All right. What's his name? Young Jack Moon, or whatever his name is talking to the doctor.
I was going to say in this panel here with Beverly and Wenda, Howard is. You get the impression he's gonna fuck both of them.
They do both like him.
See, there you go.
So, was okay, so back at the hospital, that young Jack Moon motherfucker is talking to the doctor who's been in the shadows the whole time, and we see he looks just like Adolf Hitler. I hope that's not supposed to be Adolf Hitler. Prepare to evacuate the premises, Barbara. Relocate their operation to Reverend Uke's private university. Now, Dr. Wright will disappear without a trace to make room for the one, their only.
Great ending to a great comic. And, see here we have an appearance by Courtney's hero, Adolf Hitler. It's too bad they never followed up in this comic, because I want to know what happens next.
But I think this is just his little message saying the psychiatric industry is just an industry, and they're on the level of Hitler. Actually, that's what Tom Cruise says. Him and the rest of them Scientologists. They got a whole museum dedicated to it.
What does Tom Cruise know? Because, like, A, he's crazy, and B, he's gay.
Anyway,
speaking of which, that reminds me, if Katie Holmes is out there, because she's single now, Katie, give me a call.
Anyway, I didn't know she was your type. The next issue.
She is too old.
Howard the Duck annual number. Good, I'm glad this answers the question for me. I know which one to go and review next. Howard the Duck annual number one with Bad Night and Bag Mom. Then after that, the Island of Dr. Bong. So the annual comes first, then Howard the Duck number 15. Yep. That's it. We reviewed. Dang. Thank you for joining me on the show. Oh, when are you bringing back Podcast X? Are you going to bring back Podcast X?
Yeah, of course. I'm supposed to be recording 158 and 159 with Courtney Friday night. I've already got a solo podcast, episode 160. I recorded myself. That's up on the test site, which I don't know, because when I go there and I click on the click to listen link, it connects me to the page on the Internet Archive. I can't get it to connect directly to the MP3, but at least I've got that much done.
Okay, well, I'm going to end out this episode, then, because I want to ask you questions about that. Anyway, go to my website, zoomcast.blogspot.com, to check out more episodes or post your thoughts and opinions about this episode, or email me blackpun2000@yahoo.com. Is there anything you want to plug? Podcastx.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Those are old episodes are still up.
Yeah, everybody really should have listened to all of them by now.
Anyway, motherfucker, well, good. I'm going to end this, and I'm going to ask you, we talk about Internet Archive, which I should have done that last year instead of paying to put those episodes up. So anyway, until next time, peace.